This happened over the weekend. I think it was Friday. The Washington Post printed a couple retractions. And these were big ones. It was Friday from the Post on the Steele dossier on former President Trump, which was a lie. And they came out and admitted that in their retraction. Now, my question is, why did it take you 3 years to come up with this retraction and admit that you published lies? I mean, that's what it is. Even the Democratic operatives were coming out late last week and said, yeah, you know, we kind of threw that up against the wall to see if it'll stick. Well, it stuck enough for a while, but a lot of us saw through this. My question is, I want a retraction where they apologize to Kevin Keith and 80 million other Americans, you know, because I've been saying this for 3 years. Not that I knew for a fact, but I felt pretty confident. What also bugs me, too, is that they won a few Pulitzer Prizes for their investigation of the Steele dossier. So that was 3 years later. The damage, of course, done on President Trump. I just think of all the money associated with this. And, of course, they always said in All the President's Men, which is a book on the Watergate scandal, follow the money, right? Well, Adam Schiff, a Democratic operative, even read the Steele dossier into the congressional minutes. So now it's an official part of our history. And again, it's a hoax. It's a lie. Washington Post, no one more liberal than them, admitting and printing two retractions late on a Friday when no one's reading, but no one's reading it anyway, probably. So I've been saying that for 3 years. I want to know if the Washington Post is going to give back their Pulitzer Prizes. I doubt they are. I did see that Adam Schiff now has a multi-million dollar book deal as a result of the Steele dossier. So I just don't know what his book could come out and say other than I was wrong and I misled America and I'm going to resign in disgrace, but I doubt it. That's what it says. It was just a flat-out lie. That's what it comes down to. The Democrats just flat out lied about it. And the mainstream media jumped right on the bandwagon, rode the damn thing for 3 years, and now they're printing a retraction 9 months into Joe Biden's administration. That's my crock of the day, if you want to call it that. Also, I thought it was funny over the weekend, President Biden conceded that inflation is at a three-decade high because, quote unquote, people have more money now as a result of his $1.9 trillion, $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package. So he's recognizing it. He's admitting that inflation is at a three-decade high. And then in the same sentence, he lets the cat out of the bag, which you knew and I knew and we all knew. Don't know if the president knew, but it's as a result of all this free money he's given out. You can't print it. Ken, you and I have been saying this for months. You can't just keep printing money. So anyway, everybody gets a check for $1,400. That goes for a whole range of things. And that's because they now have more money. So inflation is higher. The dollar's not worth as much. This is economics 101, friends. So again, they do it all under the cover of darkness, late on a Friday afternoon when they think people aren't paying attention, which they're right. And that's just the way the mainstream media operates. So it didn't get past Kevin Keith, and I hope it didn't get past you either.